The 8 hours. Thank you so much for tuning in to Breakfast with Stanbic. We do this tomorrow at the same time. Coming up next is the main news.
Thank you for joining us on Breakfast with Stanbic. Remember, Stanbic Bank has been committed to Zambia for over 60 years, driving our nation's growth. Stay tuned to Phoenix FM and have a fantastic day ahead. Breakfast with Stanbic, your perfect start to a great day. This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
There we go. 106.7. The time on Phoenix FM is 8 hours. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zn. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. International relations expert urges government to support diaspora returnees with documentation for smooth reintegration. Catholic priest urges accountability in police brutality against Mufumboi illegal miners. At least 30 killed in sectarian clashes in Syria. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. International relations expert Edgar Silwimba has emphasized the need for the Zambian government to explore ways of supporting citizens in the diaspora who wish to return home, particularly by assisting them in formalizing their documentation to ensure a smooth and dignified reintegration process. While welcoming the recent directive by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation encouraging Zambians living abroad without valid documentation to return home, Mr. Silwimba has stressed the importance of a coordinated and humane approach to facilitate this process. Mr. Silwimba says the return of undocumented Zambians should not be seen merely as a repatriation effort, but as a strategic opportunity to harness valuable skills and practical experience gained abroad. He noted that individuals living overseas without legal status should not fear He noted that individuals living overseas without legal status should not let fear deter them from coming back, but instead use their acquired knowledge and talents to contribute meaningfully to Zambia's growth and innovation. Mr. Silwimba has since urged Zambians living abroad without legal status to heed government's call to return home and actively participate in the country's development efforts.
There's a lot of things to be done so that there are those who are willing to come back, but their documentation has expired. They could be helped to renew, probably engage the U.S. government in trying to see how best it could be easy for those ones to renew their documents to get back home. But however, I believe that if the country is governed by laws and the U.S. government is trying to justify and regulate the amount of people going to their country, it's a good call. But however, the government should also try and find out how best they could help citizenry, which is the U.S., formalize the documentation for their return.
Catholic priest Father Andrew Chewe Mukosa is urging the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security to take swift action against police brutality, demanding that officers who harassed illegal miners in Mufumbo District, Northwestern Province, be held accountable for their actions. Father Mukosa has expressed concern that the situation was not handled appropriately, emphasizing that citizens should not be subjected to brutality. He has pointed out that if the videos circulating on social media showing instances of police brutality are accurate, they must be addressed immediately. Father Mukosa has also expressed concern over reports of officers confiscating gold from villagers without accounting for it, suggesting that such actions are indicative of an abuse of power. He has further urged governments to promote a more civilized approach to mining, ensuring that the extraction of minerals benefits the people of Zambia.
People are vulnerable, people are suffering, people want opportunities. So you can't go there and start doing that. Let them have some of them. But if they can, I'm not saying the people should just have minerals anyhow. But I mean, let the government come in and control the situation in an amicable way, in a better way, to fit the benefit of them. Number Zambia, we are late to go in. Number is brutality, the Moneka Pamidia. If you're in Monikanga Yachine, it's not giving a good picture.
At least three people died in a violent clash between informal miners and security personnel at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province, on 6th July 2025. Mining expert Edward Simkonda has stressed the urgent need for government to immediately compensate farmers impacted by pollution caused by Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited, rather than waiting for further assessments to be completed. Last week, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha reported to Parliament that preliminary investigations by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, had confirmed the presence of heavy metals in local soil and water bodies. ZEMA has now initiated a more detailed assessment to determine the extent and types of contamination, with plans to hire external experts for this purpose. However, Simkonda has raised concerns over the delay in providing compensation to affected farmers, noting that immediate support should be offered to those suffering from the pollution's impacts rather than waiting for the completion of lengthy assessments. Mr. Simkonda has also questioned the government's decision to involve private experts in the assessment process, suggesting this approach may not be the most efficient or effective in addressing the pressing issue.
People are suffering, and these people depend on those fuels and for their livelihood. So now, if we are going to be allowing such a situation where it takes years to compensate people, who are inconvenienced, by such big companies that already have money, then I don't think we're heading anywhere. I think the best thing should be first to compensate those people and let them continue to do whatever they want to do. They can take 10 years.
Korean Ambassador to Zambia Jayek Yung has pledged his government's continued support to Zambia's economic development through strategic initiatives, including major investments in technical education, vocational and entrepreneurship training to TVET institutions. Ambassador Yung has highlighted a key ongoing project that involves supplying advanced information and communication technology ICT equipment to TVET institutions across Lusaka. He says the Korean government is providing computers and related ICT tools to enhance training and technical capacity with a direct aim of improving skills development and youth employability. Ambassador Yung says the project is on track for completion by the end of this year and will significantly strengthen Zambia's technical and vocational training sector. He says this initiative forms part of broader efforts by the Korean embassy to contribute to Zambia's economic progress by empowering the youth through greater access to modern technology and specialized education.
The project that we are working on is providing ICT assistance equipment to the TVET institutions under the Ministry of ICT in Zambia. We're providing the computers and other ICT equipment for the training and technical vocational institutions near Lusaka. It's going to be completed sometime this year.
In global news, at least 30 people have been killed in clashes in southern Syria as authorities send forces to de-escalate the situation. Scores of people were also injured in the violence.